Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10th play of the drive. Here they come. There he goes, Waddle! Look at him fly! You can kiss him goodbye! Waddle, touchdown! 43-yard strike!
And a very big day for Miami winning in Atlanta.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, you're muted.
Friend of the show, Kevin Harlan, with the call yesterday on CBS. This is one of those games where you're just like, what the hell's going on here? As the Dolphins destroy the Falcons in Atlanta, 34-10. We'll talk about it in a second, but, you know, today is Sports Equinox. Best time of year to be a sports fan. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all on the slate today. And to celebrate, BetMGM is giving you not one, but two parlay boost tokens to enjoy on any sport. Place your parlay and make this Sports Equinox one to remember. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. My handicap of Dolphins-Falcons was perfect. Except I bet the wrong side. So I guess it was terrible. I said, the Falcons are ridiculously inconsistent. Capable in one week of making the Buffalo Bills look silly, like they did a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Football, and also capable of getting shut out by the Carolina Panthers in Carolina 30-0. And also capable of losing 34-10 at home to the Miami Dolphins, a team whose season and GM and head coach and quarterback are circling the drain. And they got absolutely obliterated. I said, if you're going to bet Miami, I feel like I'm doing like a, who is the Looney Tunes character? I said. I feel like I'm doing like, it's a bad impression of that. Sorry. I said, Foghorn Leghorn, I said, if you're going to bet the Miami Dolphins, bet them to win. Because the Falcons are wildly inconsistent and they could lose easily. And if you like Atlanta, lay alts. 16.5, 13.5. Even with Kirk Cousins starting in place of Michael Penix Jr. I wish I had bet Miami money line instead of Atlanta alts. Miami just destroyed them. Ridiculous. I don't think this is a sign of things to come for the Dolphins, because awaiting them on Thursday night on a short week is Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Assuming Lamar is going to play, I don't think that game's going to go well for Miami. They just ruled Storm Duck out for the season, and like, he actually matters. Their defense is really bad, despite how the Falcons played yesterday. And look, like, we could absolutely kill the Falcons. I think Zach Robinson sucks, their offensive coordinator. Like, when Arthur Smith was the head coach and the play caller, we would kill Arthur Smith. How do you not use all your best players? Like, it's the same thing now. How can they not run the ball with Bijan? How do they have, and I don't care that Drake London didn't play in the game. How do you have no semblance of a pass game? Miami's defense is terrible. Terrible. Tampa wins yesterday in New Orleans. Like, this division's done. The Bucks are winning, as long as Baker stays healthy. I do think this sets up some fun betting opportunities for the rest of the year, though, as far as the Atlanta Falcons are concerned. This Sunday, can I interest anyone in a Super Bowl 51 rematch? I hope everyone's ready for the 28-3 jokes and memes, because they're coming fast and furious. On Sunday, the red-hot New England Patriots, with one of the MVP favorites, Drake May, at 6-2, welcome in the 3-4 Atlanta Falcons. And we don't know if it's Penix, we don't know if it's Kirk Cousins, I don't know that it matters. New England's a 5.5-point home favorite. The total is 45. Next hour on the show, Femi and I will give you the bets that we've made and the bets that we're thinking about making for Week 9 in the NFL. And I am going to ask Femi to talk me out of Falcons' money line. Consider what we've said about Atlanta. Capable of getting blown out by the worst team or blowing out the best team. And maybe it's just Patriots by 20. I'll tell you what. Do not be shocked if and when we get to the end of the game on Sunday and in the ultimate week-to-week league, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New England Patriots next Sunday in Foxborough. You bet on this Monday. Couple thoughts here. Game 3 of the World Series. Get Femi's opinion in a second. So, series is tied at 1, obviously. Blue Jays destroyed the Dodgers in Game 1 on Friday. Dodgers win Game 2 behind another complete game from Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I think our guy Tom Glavine was smiling on Saturday watching that game. Tyler Glass now starting tonight for the Dodgers. Max Scherzer, 32nd career playoff start, starting for the Blue Jays. Bo Bichette's going to play second tonight. I don't think that's going to go well. LA minus 200 for the game, Blue Jays plus 165. I think the Dodgers are going to win. I have Dodgers in 5. I have Dodgers to win the series for a lot. I would really love if they won tonight. I think they will. I might bet the over in this game. Max Scherzer against the Dodgers in a World Series game in LA does not sound great to me. And on the flip side, like, Tyler Glasnow has been electric this postseason. Is that just going to continue? Like, definitely? Against the Blue Jays? In this economy? Dodgers in the over is where I'm leaning for tonight. And if you parlay those two outcomes at BetMGM, Dodgers to win and over 8.5 plus 200 is what you'll get. You can make it legendary at BetMGM. Femi, how are you looking to bet Game 3 of the World Series? Your opinion on the Fall Classic through two games?
Yeah, I will be looking to bet the Dodgers. I'm not going to lay the minus 200 on the money line. I hear you on the total. I don't want to deal with the total. I'm just going to bet the Dodgers, put them in the Sports Equinox parlay. So I have that. But I do think the Dodgers win the game, even at that minus 200 price. I just think they're just much better, you know? They have the better lineup. They have the better pitching. Now, of course, Toronto's lineup is to be respected. Like, they're awesome. Like, we saw with the damage that they did in Game 1 Friday night. But the Dodgers are just the more complete team. They're the best team. I think that we've all known this was going to be a result, even though we tried to talk ourselves into other outcomes potentially happening from a betting standpoint or a rooting interest standpoint. It's just always been the Dodgers. I think they go up 2-1. I think tomorrow they go up 3-1. I think Wednesday they win the series in 5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you see the game playing out tonight?
I mean, my guess is that you do see the Dodgers bullpen have to participate, because I don't think Glasnow's not going to be the guy that gives you like a lot of length like Yamamoto does. Especially he's like a strikeout guy that's going to require a ton of pitches. Like
I think Yamamoto's my favorite player in baseball right now.
He's ridiculously good. I mean,
and first off, like he's Japanese, so like I like him like more than just in general, because like I love. Yeah, and Shohei Betts too.
Yeah, like Shohei's one of us, man.
Yeah,
Shohei's firing. And Yamamoto's a pitcher,
and like and I'm like Tom Glavine, like I'm kind of like a dinosaur. I'm a boomer. Like I miss the pitchers going really deep into games. I love how the Dodgers have transformed from like they used to be like the Yankees, meaning like this current iteration of the Yankees, and now they're just this unassailable like dynastic team.
Yep. Big spot, you want the Dodgers. 3 years ago, you wanted nothing to do with the Dodgers. That's why people will like talk themselves and myself included into the Padres of the yesteryears and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, like I think the Dodgers, like just the way this game plays out, I think is that you see Glasnow probably give you about five. I don't even think he's going to give you six innings. And the Dodgers bullpen is going to have to be relied upon, which is a scary proposition. Their bullpen is shaky, and it's one of the like weaknesses if you want to poke holes into this team. It's like, hey, you can go ahead and touch those guys up, and a lineup like the Blue Jays can definitely do that. I just don't think that they're going to have enough. Because also, too, like the Dodgers lineup is ridiculous. I think you see Ohtani get back to his hitting ways. Mookie Betts hasn't had his breakout yet in this World Series. I mean, Will Smith is now back to what he was doing in the regular season, hit the monster home run Saturday night. Like, they just have so many guys to where, like, yeah, maybe the Dodgers bullpen has to be involved, but I think the lineup carries them to the win. Like, it probably goes over. I think it's probably, like, what, like a 6-5 Dodgers win? Might not be a blowout, probably going to be a close game, but, yeah, give me L.A. I think L.A. gets this done.
This just hit me. Hear me out. I'm going to suggest a bet for you. And it's only for you. I don't know why I just thought this just now.
So if you're listening and watching,
piss off.
Stop. Don't do it.
Yeah. Or like you Femi can. Exclusive. I'm just saying like, this is, you're going to understand why. It's a Femi exclusive in a second. So this just hit me while you were talking. So Will Smith is going to be in the lineup tonight for the Dodgers, correct?
Correct.
What's Will Smith's daughter's name?
I mean, it's clicking. We're whipping our head back and forth with Willow. Yes, we are.
I think you need to bet Will Smith to homer tonight.
You know what? Given the fact that, I don't know if you see me look down a couple times, I think she might be ripping the rug that's underneath me right now.
Oh, almost. No question. She hasn't destroyed anything yet. Like, you're lucky if that hasn't happened.
Honestly, yeah. She's actually really well-behaved until she has, like, these freak-out moments. But I think the old CBD treats might be...
The edibles. Femi drugs his dog.
They might be taking hold of her right now. I'm just like, I don't know what she's been doing the last hour, but it's unlike what she usually does. But yes, I can get involved. What is the price on that? Will Smith to hit a home run? I got to see this. All right, home runs, BetMGM. Plus 400. I'm in. Yeah.
If he had any sense of humor, like if he homered tonight, he would like step on home plate, look into the camera, like the camera that they have there, like the whatever, and just go, keep my wife's name out your mouth, and then walk to the dugout. If he had a sense
he would go viral. Everyone would share that.
And then smack the cameraman in the face to really complete the bit. I'm kidding about.
And then Fox bumps out with getting jiggy with it. Like, it's the whole night. We'll do it all.
Well, like, if I were Will Smith, like, I would absolutely do that. If my name were Will Smith, I would be saying at least once a day to someone random, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Every day. All right, final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. We'll talk Monday Night Football and why it's a massive game for both teams. We'll get into the NBA from last night and the weekend. Sports Equinox Parlay, all our bets for tonight to close up shop.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.